Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella City Administrator Mike Nardini joins us on today's program to provide an update from this week's Pella City Council meeting. Well, Mike, at this week's Pella City Council meeting, a focus on an exciting development for many, especially as it relates to industrial development. We've been talking about it for some time, but Lely North America is working on getting new headquarters here in the city of Pella. First of all, let our listeners know where that project stands and some of the items that the council approved this week to move ahead with that project.
Well, Andrew, first and foremost, thank you for having me here today. It's always a pleasure to sit down and discuss city affairs. And as you said, last night, the city council did take action on the Lely development project and two significant items that specifically were approved by the city council last night. First of all, to get your listeners up to speed, when we talk about the Lely development, it's important in case your listeners are not aware, but Lely is a worldwide leader in robotic milking equipment. And fortunately for our community, they decided to build their new North American headquarters in our community. Now, overall, when we talk about the headquarters facility, it's roughly 106,000 square foot facility, right around a $15 million project. And through this project, we're going to be actually retaining 55 high-paying jobs within our community. And Lely is also planning on adding an additional 15 high-paying jobs through the course of the project. Now, as far as the location of the project, if we were just southwest of the Highway 63, Exit 44, Highway 63 interchange on the Marion County side. What we took action on last night at the City Council is, first of all, we approved the preliminary plat for the development. And when you look at the preliminary plat, it's roughly a 65-acre site. And from the city standpoint, it's important for the listeners to understand that the preliminary plat is really the roadmap that we have for the development as a whole. So it establishes the game plan for the development. Once the public infrastructure is installed within the development, usually around that time, the developer files the final plat. The final plat is used to actually transfer land at the county level, and that establishes legal boundaries of the site as well. But what we approved last night was the preliminary plat for the site and the location of the new headquarters building on the site as well. With that, the second item that we took that probably has more significance than that folks will see probably in the more immediate future on that is we also started the process on annexing the site within our corporate limits. Now, when we look at this particular site, what was proposed last night is we've been working with three different property owners on this. Lely is one of the property owners. Grace Fellowship Church is the second, and then the Iowa Department of Transportation is the third. All three parties have voluntarily agreed to annex in the city of Pella. And what we did last night is we approved the process and started the process on the voluntary annexation. We're planning on holding a public hearing on the matter on October 20th. So, Andrew, if your listeners have any interest in the project or the annexation as we expand our corporate boundaries to the east by approximately 93 acres, it's an excellent opportunity to attend the city council meeting and learn more about the project and also the annexation that's involved. But I also want to stress to your listeners that this is completely 100% voluntary annexation effort that's being administered by the city of Pella. The public hearing is intended to address any public comments, concerns, questions on the matter. Once that's finalized, hopefully we'll be able to send an application off to the City Development Commission for consideration and actually expand the city's boundaries. But hopefully, we're hoping to have the annexation taken care of before the end of the year. And once that does, once that occurs, that site will be within our corporate limits. And that's important as we continue through the various development stages of the project.
Now, the other interesting note as to where we are, there was a lot talked about at policy and planning, but the one that probably fits your office the most at City Hall right now has to do with the future of development. And we've talked about that for many, many years, and that's always a big part of what the City Council and City Administration is working on. But it sounds like, Mike, a collaboration with the county to work on what zoning looks like immediately outside of the corporate limits. What was the policy and planning discussion ultimately about, and what does it mean going forward for potential developments for the city that reside just outside of the city limits?
Well, Andrew, I want to preface my comments on this. This is a project that we've been working on with the Marion County, with Marion County for some time now. And I would also state from the City of Pella's perspective, we have an excellent relationship with Marion County supervisors and Marion County as a whole. Our departments work extremely well together. And we feel very, very fortunate to have the relationship that we have with Marion County. Now, as it applies to extraterritorial zoning or zoning control outside the city limits, we've had zoning control outside the city limits for a number of years. The reason the city is interested in zoning control outside the city limits is as areas outside the city develop, and particularly those areas that could be annexed within the our corporate limits in the future, we have a vested interest to make sure that any public infrastructure that's installed in those areas meets our standards. So the theory would be, Andrew, when we look at the areas outside the city limits, that we have uniform development consistent with what's inside the city limits on this. B, as we look at annexation on there, as annexation occurs, we want to make sure the public infrastructure meets our standards. So there's no deficient public infrastructure that's installed outside the city limits, because ultimately that will become a liability for the general tax base of the city of Pella. And we've had a very good relationship, and we've exercised zoning control outside of Marion County for a number of years. What was discussed last night was a joint proposal we're working on with the county. The purpose of the proposal was really to really look at ways that we can work better and more efficiently in administering zoning control outside the city limits. And the easiest way to describe the current agreement is when you look at the current agreement that we have, if we're within basically 1 mile of the city limits, it's a relatively straightforward shot. They're under the city's zoning control and also subdivision control. When you get out to a mile to 2 miles, that's when we start sharing zoning and subdivision control with Marion County. And in the past, that's led to some confusion between the staffs and some difficulties on the matter. So the thought between the governmental organizations is, what could we do to make this more efficiently, not only for our respective agencies, but also for the property owner as well. And so what was being proposed is to actually shrink the district around and really focus on areas that would, the extraterritorial district that are likely to develop in the future. And basically, we're looking at 1 mile around the perimeter of our corporate limits. Within that 1 mile area, what's being proposed is city exclusive zoning and subdivision control. And what we think this is going to be a win-win for our staff is, A, it's going to be more efficiently managed. Right now, we don't have any shared or proposed shared districts between Marion County and the city of Pella. So from our standpoint, it allows us to work more efficiently at the staff level for both our respective agencies. Second of all, for property owners within the 1 mile area, the rules are very clear and standards are very clear for that. And also, when we look outside of those areas, the 1 to 2 mile areas, we really think that that's going to be a benefit to those property owners, as they will be dealing with Marion County exclusively on the matter. So again, last night's discussion was preliminary in nature. Any type of amendment will need to be approved by not only by the Pella City Council, but the Marion County Supervisors as well. We anticipate formal action being taken by the Pella City Council sometime in October on the matter. So again, if your listeners are interested in this matter, I would encourage them to pay close attention to the City Council's agenda, but we anticipate formal action on the matter of the proposed amendment to occur sometime in October.
Once again, that was Pella City Administrator Mike Nardini. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Google, Apple, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.